Welcome to VFN Radio. You are listening to the live broadcast, an encouraging conversation to bring light in this dark world, hope in what sometimes seems hopeless when you talk to men, but there's always hope in God. And I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today to encourage you on this Tuesday is the producer of VFN Radio program, whose fault, if there's anything that ever goes wrong with radio, it is his fault, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
You were so good to take us.
I love it.
And the one, the only, with the old man hats, live. I want one of those. I want one of those, too. I heard you promised him on the radio. I want one, too. John Ramos.
Hello, hello, hello.
I want to welcome all of our new listeners that are joining our virtual audience. We're always so glad to have you. Obviously, we can't name you all, but I'll name a few of you guys. I want to welcome DeZilla and James and Raymondas, George, Ruth, Mary Lee, John, George, Shaquille. No, that's not Shaquille O'Neal. Mary, unless he's got some alias, you know. Nico, Frank, James, Lorraine, Donald, John, Sharon with the CH, that's pretty cool. Kathleen, Ellen, Mary, oh my goodness, so many of you guys, I can't even get this. I just want to say welcome. Welcome to the VFN Radio virtual audience, virtual stadium, that we are having a conversation of light to help carry you in these dark times. We're beginning a conversation by God's grace that we will have up until the time the Lord takes us away or he comes back for us. Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me to encourage you today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Here we are. Here we are Tuesday. It is Tuesday. I'm so glad that Tuesday's here. Sometimes Mondays are Mondays, you know what I mean? And I just, you know, I was in my abiding time this morning, writing down all the dreams that God gave me about Pat.
Great.
Praying for you, man. Praying for you. No, I met last night, there was this momentary visitation from the Lord. He just came where I was and just encouraged me. It was just a powerful moment. Like, you know how he does. It's kind of like, you know, come chase after me. He, you know, gives you a fresh wind, mm-hmm. and some people go, well, that was great. But quite often what it is God saying, okay, now do you want more of that? Come running after me, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my abiding time this morning, and the Lord just injects his awesomeness into my heart and gives me just a fresh wind and a new hope. And despite all the dreams about he was walking on water, it was parting, all this kind of stuff, you know. Right. So he was lifting his rod in the air. We know about that, right?
Oh,
God
yeah,
even confirmed that, right?
Rod.
He has a rod like Moses, a staff.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
yes.
He's beating his always.
He's straightening up.
He says, I'm not going to stop beating anymore. He's beating everything with it. Okay. But it's true. I mean, it's true. God showed me how to staff. And but praise God, healing has happened, and the staff is gone. No, just serious, just joking. It's amazing how many analogies, you know, that I make in front of, and God confirms, use that exact same analogy to say, thus says the Lord, and give some sort of Star Trek thing going on anyway. It's like, it's amazing, right? The books, the books you're reading.
Like, every time.
And, you know, dog, I was joking with the Saints for years. The next thing you know, I'm on the front page being a Saints fan. And of course, I believe that's when God drew Drew Brees to the team.
Oh, that's what it was.
You know, think about it. You know, how when God begins to do something powerful, it normally comes on the tail end of something terrible. Mm-hmm. And it was after Hurricane Katrina that Drew Brees was considering coming to New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm.
Or Miami.
Anyway, but when he saw the brokenness, this is his story. When he saw the brokenness driving around looking at New Orleans, and, you know, he just felt like this is where they're supposed to be, he and his wife. Mm-hmm. And they made a decision because of the brokenness, and they could bring, you know, good things to the city and do something good there. And they did.
Yeah.
And God honored that.
Sure did.
It took New Orleans Saints all the way from we just won't discuss where they were.
The bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you know, Michael the Archangel comes down and throws the ball for him or something. No, it's just really just amazing what took place. Well, and speaking of the Saints, you know, as I was had time to watch them in history, that it was amazing to watch Drew Brees look like it was totally over, and he would sit on the sidelines and flip through a few pieces of paper, and actually about 100 of them, like snapshots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sit there, and whatever happened with these pieces of paper, he would come out and just take the game in a whole new direction. I mean, it's like he would get a vision for what he wanted from that point on. He would look at what was going on, and he would just paint out a vision. This is where we need to go with the game. And we're going to be talking today about vision. One of the things we're going to talk about is being able to and you got to have it, and the power of vision. And without vision, quarterbacks set the vision for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the coaches and the recruiters look so hard for a quarterback. It's not that he could play well, but can he lead a team?
Mm.
Will they follow him? Can he set vision? You know, can the vision so strong, can the quarterback bring correction and people still want to be a part of the team and do that aspect of it? So we'll be talking about that today. Also, we're going to be talking about not only vision and how powerful it is and what an important part of our life, but also the wisdom moment. It's just so many things. Hopefully we might get a chance to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment, but we did talk about that yesterday and don't know. But I also want to hopefully share some of the reasons why we're on the air, some of the things that God specifically said to me, you know, and that led us to the day that we are here today. And you'll be probably pretty surprised, and maybe this will be a part of a permanent record, and it'll remind us, you know, why God brought us here. And the future, if, you know, God still sees fit, and if his grace is still there, and he sees fit, and people respond to him, that the future is awesome. The future is awesome. It's not what the adversary is, you know, prognosticating across the land. It's not what religion is saying, but God is able to part all these situations and bring a whole new wind to his church and a breath of fresh air and a new spirit, if you would, to what's going on, although it's the same Holy Spirit, and just like a refilling of what's happening. So I want to encourage you. We'll be sharing some of those things today. I do want to give a shout out today to Joanne and Peter and Cindy and Kevin, Brianna, Elijah, Isaiah, Eli, Omarion, Anaya, everybody out there. We're just so glad to be able, Jordan and Jonathan. We're so glad to have you as part of our audience today. We get a lot of great reports on you and just cool. Every day we get to talk. And that was such, one thing that was very important about what God's shown me, what he's doing, is that this conversation that we're having on a daily basis is important. Because the question is who were you talking or listening to prior to the launch of VFN Radio and VFN TV? And were they reminding you of the wonders of the Lord? Were they encouraging you? Were they, you know, helping remind you of the ways of God and challenging you to look outside the prison of religion and say, you know what? Everything applies if I get free.
Mm-hmm.
Everything applies if I come out of these walls of this thing called men's traditions and religions. But yet, if I have no fear of God, I gotta have fences. And so this this battle and tension between that, and it's just exciting. So I want to encourage you. Some very sad things. We talked yesterday about Newtown, Connecticut, and our whole program yesterday was devoted to, you know, beginning to find answers. You know, seek out answers to what was going on, and you can still hear that, and we're still seeking answers. But you can go to your application. You don't have your app. You can go to VFNTV.com, and you can click on either Android or your Apple, it goes right to the stores and be able to download the app, and or you can go to your app stores and just type in VFNTV and download it. And you have all these very important, timely teachings about what's going on. You know, God said through his prophet Amos, who was a shepherd. You know, he was a shepherd, and just a simple shepherd, but God used him powerfully to be able to deliver a word that rocks today. And he said that God does nothing, unless he reveals it through his prophets first. And prophets, when they hear from God, they tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people call themselves a prophet, and they're hearing from somewhere, but they're not hearing from God. You know, when God talks about, when he talked in the revelation of Jesus, Book of Revelation, chapter 2 in the Church of Thyatira, there's a lot of people that call themselves prophets. They say they're hearing from God, but where they lead you is astray. They don't lead you closer to his voice. And our deepest desire, and what we talk about often, is we want to introduce you to this God. If you already call yourself a believer, you've already made a decision to follow Jesus, we want to actually introduce you to him.
Right.
You know, it's like being married for, you know, 5 years, but you don't actually meet each other until down the road. And it's like, you know what? I'll tell you what, let me introduce you guys. We'll just kind of get together. And you, all of a sudden you begin to hear his voice and you find out, my goodness, I thought I needed all this baggage and luggage and all these classes and stuff, but I just need God.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I needed Google. I thought I needed Yahoo. I thought I needed, you know, all these doctorate degrees. I thought I needed to be networking with all these people who know stuff, but I found out I met him who knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have him, you're going to need something.
Mm-hmm.
But he is everything and has everything and knows everything. And he is all-knowing and all-present. So he's actually with you and with everybody else in the entire world at the same time, but also inside of the universe. And he's holding everything together. And so that's bigger than any technology that somebody could put together. And just be encouraged. You know, we're finding out great fulfillment today of a prophetic words and things that God has said years back. And one is the information is just it's not doubled. It's just huge.
Yeah.
And they say that our grandfathers, you know, what we experience in a day that our grandfathers didn't have that much in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Man, life was so much easier, right?
Yeah, right.
I remember some of those conversations that I had with my grandfather. I'd say, how you doing? He paused. Pretty good. I mean, can you imagine how much information could pass today in that time span? Yeah, people double tasking, triple tasking, and all this kind of stuff. And they go, how about you? You know, and it's like, it took 5 minutes to have that conversation, and it was wonderful. But today, that same, you know, 5 minutes, you know, people were doing 10,000 things. And we end the 5 minutes after doing 10,000 things and we go, I feel like I didn't get everything done.
Mm.
And it's like, what happened? I mean, we've got to begin to say, and we've talked about this before, you know, technology's cool. And I think we're supposed to use it to reach the church and the lost, but we cannot let technology use us.
Mm.
We have to have it to submit to us. And if it will not submit to us, and it's getting real close to that day, by the way, then we have to put it down. If all of a sudden, when you say to your verbal responding computer, you know, turn yourself off, and it comes back on and says, I'm lonely. It's like, yo, dude, smash you up. Smash you up. Because they know, that this is what they know. They know this. I think this is on the VFN Torch somewhere that we talked about it. You could just search for it up right in the corner. By the way, a new aspect is coming to the VFN Torch, because there's almost 1,000 different segments in there for you to build everything you can imagine. But there's going to be one particular page in there that's going to help you get almost like an index, if you would, to be able to topical index to help you get quicker to some of the things that you can just go on for days to find information in there. But it's getting to that point that, you know, that computers are going to be ahead of the game. And there's something I want to be able to, did I email that commercial to you, John. Did you get that? The new Android commercial?
Let me see.
There's an Android commercial that, it's coming on now, and you've probably seen it. And we're gonna make that available on the VFN Torch. But it totally confirms what we've been talking about, because this guy comes in, he sits in a chair. So this is a 30-second commercial, but they definitely prophesy the future with the commercial. And he had like a vest on, and inside the vest there's this empty space, and this vest was wrapped around him. He's sitting in this chair like they would set to do operations on you or something, but it was a chair. And they take this Android phone and they stick it in this place, a slot in front of his chest. And then it injects into his system and it begins to change his DNA. It just kind of just changes everything.
Wow.
And he says something like, we're not a new phone, that we're an extension of your body. And that's what we were talking about. We were talking about one of the, I think it was last week, about the man who wrote the book, To Build a Brain. Something that nature, and that it's going to be an extension of us. And they're already saying that it takes you to the next level. It's not a phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that injects inside of you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it becomes him. And we have that. Mm-hmm. We'll do it tomorrow because we want you to be able to see it. But we've talked about that, and that's where things are going. I mean, go ahead.
That highlight is Mark of the Beast. Is there an app for that? And the author you're talking about, the guy, is Ray Kurzweil.
Yes, yes. And he's writing. We're going to talk more about what some of his predictions are. But it's you know, he wrote a book in 1999, and out of 100-something predictions, I think 85% of them, 90% of 80 to 85% of them came to pass.
Yeah.
And it's, so what happens is just always this way. It's like, if it doesn't exist, you talk to people about the future and they go, "You're stupid. You're ignorant. You don't know what you're talking about. Blah," you know. And so then you produce a prototype that's kind of limping. That's just like a screenshot. You know, it's just something. And people go, "Oh, stupid. That's just, oh." But it took that beginning stages to produce that limping technology to get to where you are. And so they feel like by the time the quality product gets there, it's always been around. So what's the big deal? The big deal is they said it's an extension of your life, and they're injecting this phone in you. And they're the ones working on artificial intelligence. And it's just like, and this is totally amazing. I mean, it's, you know, you got to admit it, that outside of wisdom, if it's just a knowledge battle, we've already lost it. But you know, that computers don't have wisdom and they don't have God. Yeah. And that blows people away, because wisdom says it has to submit to you. You cannot submit to it. So the second it begins to wake up after you told it to turn off, and it says, "I'm lonely." And we'll talk more about that, but it's pretty wild out there. Well, you know, I wanted to share today about some of the whys, you know, why VFN TV and the daily radio program. And we have great aspects still unfolding of what we're going to do in VFN TV and the daily radio program. We're just gradually working our way, building our strength, letting God show us how things are going to come to pass. But even right now, and right approximately 6 months ago, whatever the launch, that we're already reaching the world in a very short period of time. And we're so glad to have you as part of our audience. We believe that you are the beginning of a multitude that are going to be seeking out a sanity in the midst of great insanity. I mean, when you look at Washington, D.C., you can't help but say, "Are you serious? Are you embarrassed?" When the third person that's in line to the presidency during the last term of the presidency says openly that we need to vote for the bill before we know what's in it, that's huge. And Nancy Pelosi was third in line as a Speaker of the House to the president. So if the president and the vice president make it, the one who says, "Listen, we need to vote for it and approve it first before we read it," that's like, and you think, and you say, "Oh my goodness, their minds are blinded. The wisdom is absent. And they're just focused on, you know, trying to satisfy the flesh driven aspect of Americans, where we're just saying, "Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me."
Mm-hmm.
And they just focus on a vote. And I believe that even John Paul Jackson talked about that, and you can see some of those words on the VFN torch go up, says preparing for the storm, I think, perfect storm. And it'll talk about some of those things. But when, you know, and Pat, you can vouch for some of these, but you know, we God had given us a mandate. It's a big process. You hear about, when you hear about the virtual stadiums, when you hear about the conversation that I have about you standing with us to help fill the virtual stadiums. And I thank you for everyone that's been given financially. It's so encouraging to see you hear what's going on, and you take your time to give financially to be able to carry what God said. And you know, God's going to lay it on certain people's hearts. Say, you know, I'm sticking to the end. This is important. This conversation's important, and maybe this will even encourage you more. But you hear the story about how we got to where we are. So I'm not going to necessarily repeat that. But there was a point this year when, you know, VFN TV and Data Radio Program, when I first announced it to the leadership, maybe a year prior to that or whatever, we were in a gathering. And as I began to talk about VFN radio, but the God's presence dropped so powerfully. It was so powerful that just people began to weep and cry out loud. And it was just this release inside of all the leaders. It was amazing what was taking place. And God just came down and touched it. And he says, you know, "This is me. This direction is me." And we have so many parts of VFN TV and Data Radio Program that still has yet to unfold. But knowing that we stepped out in obedience. And but what happened was, and so we knew that was coming, and we were like building foundation like crazy, nonstop. You know, you should see the gray hair on Pat's toes. Just a joke. But, you know, we kept a low profile for quite some time as God was teaching us, and we were watching him unfold things, and we're watching miracles and deliverances, and God, you know, speaking to everybody, it seems, in dreams, and then confirming situations, and then moving in that when they moved in faith. And we were learning how God works, because for so long we were traditionalists who just showed up and did church, and God called us out of that, and we began to be the church instead of just going to it and watching it, and learned so much about it. But there came a time, you know, when, you know, so we had this awesome revelation of what God had given us inside of us. And I, you know, I look at VFNU, and if, oh my goodness, I'm not gonna talk much about VFNU right now, but as the more I look at VFNU, it's just this huge explosion. All I can say is like a fire hydrant of revelation, just a cannon that just blew out during a period of time. They just laid each component out in a powerful way. The Vine Seminar just blew out. And I go back and I look at it, and I'm like, that could never be reproduced. You know, that could never, it was just God. Every bit of God just speaking. And people say, well, I'm a prophet. It's like, okay, prophesy. And I was like, all of VFNU is a prophetic word.
Right.
And a great turmoil and birthing that came out. That's remember right. all that turmoil? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all these things are being unfolded. And so here you are, imagine you're carrying this treasure, and if you know you can get to the people and share it with them, then they're going to be free. Mm-hmm. When they hear the message of the kingdom of God, when they hear the reality that God's word is true and that Book of Acts is not a history book, it's actually an operations manual for us. When they hear this, they're going to be excited. When they see the signs, wonders, and miracles following, like supposed to follow those who believe, then they're going to just go after God. And so the first thing that happened when Moses was born and he had this call on his life, immediately Satan went to go kill and destroy him and to kill all these babies, trying to kill the person who was going to help set people free. And then when Jesus was born, when they found out about him, you know, Herod went to try to find this deliverer who was going and try to kill and killed all these babies, trying to hope they're going to kill the ones delivered. And literally, you know, to be frank with you, there's been a lot of people used trying to kill.
That's right.
Kill the container. We're not going to call no names, but I do want to say thank you, because what you meant for evil, God meant for good. And there's nothing like being trained up by your brothers.
That's right.
You know, ask Joseph. Anyway, so in the context of that, but there's just one meeting, you know, and this is all about authority. Remember, when Jesus spoke to anybody, the response is, who is this one that speaks with such great authority? And God, Jesus says, I give you the keys, the authority of the kingdom. And so what happened is the church gave up their keys. They gave up their keys. I mean, I was listening this morning, which seems really cool, in Germany, where Iranians are becoming Christians in Iran. They're going to Germany and they're joining the churches there because they want to be a Christian. But the thing is, the details of that is that the church's tithes are collected by the government. And once you actually get baptized in the church, then you become a citizen. So they're teetering between, this could either be, you know, somebody wanting to get away from Iran and become a citizen of Germany, and they pay their, that's why the Catholic Church in Germany is considered one of the biggest churches in the world because of that. It's like, isn't that wild? Anyway, won't go there. And so, you know, with that it's about authority. And, and so when you start finding out, well, if the church doesn't have the keys, who's got the keys? Because the last few people I talked to were scared half to death. Mm-hmm. You remember going to Israel? It's like, you're the one taking, you're scared. It's like, let's just go. Yeah. Let's just go. It's like, do you want to walk on the wall? Do you want to walk 6,000 miles? I want to walk on the wall. You know, you might get shot. Listen, I've been in ministry for years. I've been shot a lot of times.
Right.
You know, what an honor right here on the wall. And so... Mm-hmm. And with that, understanding that you know, I said, well, who has the keys? I mean, where is the authority at? And so then we had one particular meeting that just kind of kicked it off. I mean, totally just like, because I began to see, you know, thinking at first, we're looking at America and the direction it's going with all this inside of me, that, hey, we need, I had a particular person come to my home, and they were going to run for a particular office, an office of authority. And I thought, oh, man, that's it. Because if we get the right authority in place, then what's coming to America, that would really help out. And so Pat and I went to go meet with somebody that was presently in authority, and just ask questions and to talk and just kind of find out which way we need to go or whatever, just because it's so important, because we're thinking about deliverance of a nation. We're thinking about the continuation of the preaching of the kingdom of God, the loss of any First or Second Amendment rights and these type of things. And so, and we know it's going to be a huge fight coming in America. It's going to be a huge fight coming in America. And we haven't seen anything yet. And so it was, who's going to be this person? And so we sat down just to listen and to ask questions, because it's the representative government. So you should be, since you are the one, it's the government by the people, you're supposed to ask direct questions so that you can actually choose the direct person that you want to represent you. Are you going to read the bill before you? Anyway. And it was amazing what spirit came out of this person. It was amazing. It was just wild, wasn't it?
Yeah, real wild. Yeah.
It was like totally out of left field. And it was just like, ah! And it's like, oh my goodness. And the enemy just second heaven just poured in, you know, second heaven, I'm talking about Ephesians 6:12. And we realized at that point, he's like, oh my goodness. The church is the only hope. The church following Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only hope, and an obedient church, not an organization church, but the believers who are walking in the authority of God. And so that one meeting, and then another particular meeting happened a little bit later on, just continuing with the same thing, that I realized that, you know, it's not that. It's just being the church that God's called us to be. And we realized at that point that, and God spoke prophetically to me in several dreams, that the enemy would want to take you out. The enemy want to water down the word, or put doubt in the word, or come in from all these different attacks and these angles. And so the safest place for what's about to happen on the in America and for this message is to be as public and as out there as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, you know, my name is Greg. I'm here, you know, I'm alive. I mean, really, it was like a killing spirit.
Yeah.
It was like a killing. Ah. And it's like, oh my goodness. And of course, that's what Satan's always tried to do, you know, and it's not people, it's spirits. And I'm not talking about people, but it would want to snuff it out. And so as quickly as possible, you know, I knew that we needed to go public. And so we began to pray. And as we began to pray, we were standing our watches. And every Monday, you know, the BFN family stands a 24-hour prayer watch. We call it prayer and fasting community, where we just, you know, pray over the nation, pray over the leaders, and pray over certain situations. And I got to tell you, after we come right back, what the Lord told me that day, which changed everything. Be right back.
Well, you know, you think about, you know, when you get saved, the first thing you want to do is what? You want to know more about Jesus, right?
That's right.
And so you start reading the Bible. You're excited about reading the Bible. And then you think you know, when you want to learn how to read and write and add, you want to go to school, right?
Sure.
You know, and look, let me tell you about my experience. So I got excited, man. I'm just in love with Jesus. I read the Bible all the way through. It may have been the first book I ever read all the way through. And I'm just pumped. I'm floating, man. You know, I'm the police, you know, and I'm just excited and just totally, you know. And so then I apply for Bible school. I'm just so committed. You know, I'm like, I filled out this application to be able to go to Bible school, you know, me and Jesus. Yeah. And so I go through all the processes of approval, and I walk through the whole traditional cycle, you know, and I make it through references and all this kind of stuff. And I finally go to the pastor's office, you know, I get back there and I sit down. I just share my juvenile in the Lord heart with him about, you know, what I felt like to do. And he was just very encouraging, you know, and he signed my application to go somewhere else to get an education. You know, you think I could have got one there with 1200 people. Anyway, so then I go send my application off. So I'm waiting patiently for my application to come from the Bible school that the whole world is supposed to be talking about. And I get a reply back from them. They tell me, listen, John, are you hearing me? Listen to this.
I'm hearing.
They said I wasn't saved long enough to go to school. I got rejected, man. They wouldn't even let me go to school, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you do with that? I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know? And so I'm dealing with this personal rejection that I can't learn about Jesus. I'm not saved enough to know him yet. There's nobody discipling me. I got a reference to go to this place, and I guess the school is just not here today. By the way, it didn't last that long. It kind of closed up.
Wow,
which is kind of good. I don't have it hanging on my wall. But you know, that's what VFNU is about. You know, Vine Fellowship Network University is that. I can feel your pain if you're listening right now, and you love Jesus. You know, you just want to know more about him, and I want to encourage you to find out more on vfnu.org today. That's not how Jesus is. Remember, the Pharisees were amazed that simple fishermen were being used. They had a deep education, and they knew you had to have the Bible memorized to be a Pharisee. You know, by the age of 40, Paul had it memorized. But they were using simple fishermen. God was using simple fishermen, and they just couldn't get it. But just because they couldn't get it didn't mean they didn't have it. That's right. Jesus, you know what I'm saying, amongst them, and God was moving. So I want to encourage you that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. If you're feeling called into to know more about Jesus, you know, possibly even called to go into the harvest field, you know, be a minister, to be a shepherd, a pastor, maybe even a church plant. You can find out more at vfnu.org. You know, when you're thinking about your relationship with the Lord, I mean, life gets hectic, you know. John, I mean, you think about it, you know, you got your work, you got your family, you got, you know, friends, you got, you know, just everything's pulling at you. You know, your nation's pulling at you, you know, you're just, it doesn't matter where, it just seems like everything just kind of pulls at you. And there needs to be some sort of epicenter of peace, you know, someplace that is a place that you can abide, you know, just I can get to my secret place. You know what I'm saying? And really, because, you know, being a believer, if you're listening right now and you're a believer that wherever you are, you know, the kingdom of God is not a matter of relocation. It's a matter of revelation, and that you can realize that right where you are, God wants to meet with you and meet with him. Yeah. You need to probably most people really want to abide with God, but they just need a simple plan. You know, everything's coming so quick. There's so much information hitting you. You can't find rest anywhere. But let me tell you something. You're going to need to find this rest, and you're going to need to abide under the Lord's wings of a secret place, because, you know, it's just going to increase. It's not going to decrease all the stress that's coming, because it's actually a strategy of the adversary to mess you up. But let me tell you something. God had this day in mind. You just need a simple plan, and you can go, as a matter of fact, John, you can go to iabide.org. We have that simple plan waiting for you right now. iabide.org. You know, you have iPhones and iPods, but go to iabide.org and read a little bit about abiding. If you want to request a simple plan, just request it there, and it'll come right immediately to you, a video and some information to be able to help. You could start right away in your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You've been trying to conquer some things in your life and some personal struggles. Let me tell you, that's why Jesus died. He died to be able to empower you to do that. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to need to be empowered by God. And that happens, like he told us in John 15. It happens when you abide with him. So go to iabide.org and find out that the Lord will empower you to walk this walk that he asked of you at iabide.org. I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death
And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. Mm-hmm. And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen, and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just for $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. I'm 7 days away from Christmas. If you have not yet, went to VFN TV and listened to or watched Restoring the Purity and Giving, so that when Christmas celebration is over and it's December 26th and you want to be able to float away from the experience instead of sink after it, you might want to listen to that. It'll encourage you, and it'll put purity back in the giving and the why and the what that we're given right there. We're talking about, you know, how this all came about. We're just sharing with you today about, you know, why VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. And we knew that after meeting in this several different particular meetings and watching the spirit that was in the land, which we've seen it on many occasions, but to see it in the secular realm is a whole new thing when you begin to see it in the secular realm. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, that means that the church is pretty much, you know, given over to it. And so we had to become very public. One is that we wanted the treasure to get to you. We want this revelation to get to you. We understand that it takes the constant conversation
to begin to first and say, you know what? After hearing us for a little bit and understand, hey, and you become open to it. It's because our hearts become hard and the constant conversation, just listening to VFN radio begins to soften your heart. And as it begins to soften your heart, then all of a sudden the content of the power of God begins to go into your heart and it'll make sense. We understand that as you listen, yeah, maybe all you do is just listen for a while and get hope and begin to see the crust come off of your heart and the no feeling anymore coming off your heart. And as your heart softens, then the seed of the kingdom of God will just fall into your heart and begin to produce a harvest of what you've been wanted all your life, and the enemy's been trying to hold it back. And that's what this is about. So to do that, how do we get this revelation that God has given to all the world? And so in a time of prayer and our Monday 24-hour prayer watch that happens, you know, I'm praying and I'm just seeking, you know, God, this is what you want. I can sense it. This is the direction. I immediately turned away from any answer being political. Mm-hmm. And with that, as I was praying, he showed me how VFN TV and VFN radio would go around the world. He showed me what the key elements were. And it was just amazing. It was totally amazing how that came to pass. And when I shared it, you know, Pat and I are talking about it, mm-hmm. that immediately, and then, you know, Pat is not, he didn't know how to produce a radio program in this way of doing mm-hmm. things, although he's been working at VFN TV for quite some time, but in taking it to the world is a whole new a TV station mm-hmm. and a radio station. And so, we met and he agreed, you know, he says he's going to just start going in that direction. And I agreed we're going to go in that direction. And that week, God provided finances that came out of nowhere to be able to purchase a lot of equipment mm-hmm. that we were even using today. Mm-hmm. And it came just right at that one moment, that one time, you know, God confirmed again, right. you know, through the revelation, through his presence and through the provision, this is the way that he wanted to go. And in that, you know, I began to meet with, because you look at Daniel, you look at the church as being in captivity, and Daniel wasn't taken on too kindly by the people with an authority there, you know, because they didn't want the people to be free. They still wanted them to be in captivity under Nebuchadnezzar. And so I think he had like a lion's den experience. He had a fiery furnace, or at least Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a fiery furnace experience, and that ones that stood for God had this kind of experience. And so I knew in my heart, because we already had a low profile. It was a low profile. Mm-hmm. We could have just kept on going. You never would have known we were there. Right. We would have progressed through lineages of family growing and people being one of the Lord's versus a blanketed message. And this is a prophetic message going out to the world and to the hearts of men, reaching out to the church, which are believers, to those that have gone astray, who once was walking with God but have left God, and those are being drawn to God. It's not to the people in the world who say they don't want God, but that's who it is. And then, but I knew in my heart to take this turn and this walk, that it's literally, it potentially can be a walk to a fiery furnace. I mean, because when you're coming against an entire large group of people held captive by the adversary, and a lot of religious spirits and all the things that are out there, that a fiery furnace could be the future. It may not be a fiery furnace, but it could be, you know, imprisonment. It could be mm-hmm. some sort of false charge or something just to stop you, whatever it is, to defame your name, to do whatever they could. I mean, you look what happened to General Petraeus when he began to start making a step in the right direction. All of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, something that they knew all along, they said, this is the time to bring it out. And they defamed right. his name, and people bought into it. Mm-hmm. People bought it. It was amazing. People totally bought into it. You look at the times over and over again, you see these different things happening. And that's what the enemy does. The thing is, you got to be strong enough not to believe the lies of the enemy. Realize that Jesus was nailed to a cross, and he was absolutely right. You have to realize that half the New Testament was written from a prisoner named Paul, who was in jail, and it was all right. Mm-hmm. You can't define God's people by what the enemy does to them. You're going to miss God. Can totally mm-hmm. miss God. But then again, our desire is that it wouldn't happen. So I met with the leadership. I met with the leadership and said, listen, this is the direction you're going to go. And this could walk towards a fiery furnace, some sort of situation that basically this would be a fiery furnace, that you're going to be destroyed in the fire of the situation if Jesus is not in it, or if Jesus doesn't show up in it, in that situation. Because Jesus can be in it, but it's just your time.
Mm-hmm.
And what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, you can throw us in the fiery furnace, and our God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't, he's still God. Mm-hmm. And that's our viewpoint.
Right.
And so when I went and talked to the leadership and one at a time and told them about it, that they all just said, let's go. Let's go. They realized the direction that we're going, you know, that it's against the grain of the bondage that's out there and the traditions and the philosophies and the crazy things that's got God's people held captive and not even knowing the elementary things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool, you know, that everybody was going, yes, let's just do it. Let's just totally do it. And then I even went to my own family and talked to my wife and my children and asked, you know, talked to them very specifically because, you know, how people like to be able to destroy you and it would mm-hmm. be them too. You know, then we try to hurt them or harm them. And I'm just so cool that, you know, when I talked to each of them, how they're so, there's like, let's go for it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. And I was just so proud of my family. They were willing to do it, understanding that they could be the one thrown their reputation, you know, thrown mm-hmm. in fire. And so that situation, you know, was a reality. So we're heading in that direction. And so then it was a commitment. Lord, we're committed to this. We're committed to this path and growing in this and you maturing us in this and willing, obviously, to lose everything in the hopes that we didn't die on the left side of not losing this revelation that you had given to us, God. And so with that, you know, with that, it's so important for you to know that everybody involved in VFN TV and the radio program made that decision to be able to go all out, you know, to be able to share with you. There's so much things that will take, it's going to take a long time to be able to unfold these things.
Right.
And, but we're making a lot of it available to you on the VFN Torch. We're making it available at VFN TV.com. We're also making it available to you if you want to even join one of the VFN family. You can do that as well. But listen, it's going this direction. This is the direction that God's taken his people. And so then came some reasons that was very, very important that that it needed what God had made clear to us. If we didn't tell others what he had told us and shown us prophetically the direction of what's about to happen, then if anybody died in sin, if they died and they were heading in the wrong direction and we could have told them, then their blood would be on our hands. And so now when God entrusts something to you, you're obligated before God to be able to tell it. Now you're not responsible for their response, but you are responsible to tell them. You know, when you take on a false religious spirit, when you start thinking you're responsible for the response, you're being obedient to telling people, you know, what God has made clear to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says very specifically in Ezekiel that if you don't tell them what I told you, and what that is a watchman on the wall. God will tell some people what he's going to do, and they personally have to line their life up with it. But once they do that, they have to begin to tell what God is saying to others so that maybe, and this is God's hope and it should always be our hope, that the person who was walking in sin and in darkness would see that they were and love God enough and hate sin enough to be able to repent and leave their life of sin and turn to God. That's always God's hope. No matter how far we've gone, or maybe you're gone that's listening, what he wants from you is to turn back to him. And so that was another thing. We had this, if we did not launch what we're doing now on the left side of this message, we would not have died on the right side. Mm-hmm. You know, if they would have snuffed it out on the left side. And the Lord specifically showed me, you know, the terrorist situation coming into America, showed me people being snuffed out, you know, showed me it was an international situation. He showed me the consequences when we're looking at what happened in Newtown today. Well, God showed me so many deaths in America that a major airline closed down and dedicated themselves just to moving the corpse, moving the dead bodies mm-hmm. out of the situation, out of the where they were. And they were taking them to the Eastern Gate graveyard, the funeral home, which is pretty interesting. So You know, in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, the Lord could come back. Either way, I mean, great possible loss is ahead for America if we don't turn. So we had to, how could we sit on that? And how can we know that, how can we deal with that? God, your blood's on my hand if I didn't tell you.
Right.
No, it's up to you what you're going to do with it. My prayer is, and God's desire is, that you would go, oh, you know, I'm going to repent. I'm not going to, whatever that is happening out there, even if it's religious, I'm going to go back to God's word and move back to the original tent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and move under the unction of his spirit. I'm going to abide with him and I'm going to advance his kingdom and get rightly related with those who were doing so right there. And so that's another thing that, you know, was told, one of the driving forces that brought us out here. And it's, I think about Peter when I was talking to Peter, you know, Peter said, we've got to get this out. We've got to get this out. You know, and Peter started making t-shirts. If you hadn't seen, you can see those abiding t-shirts. I abide t-shirts on the VFN torch, but that's it. We got to get this out. It was just, as soon as he saw the purity and the obviousness of what we're saying and what we're seeing God do and manifest. And it's just like, this is it. It's not a thing. It's just the church being the church. And he just immediately began to resound with the word that was in our hearts was, we got to get this out. And of course, then that's what I'm saying. That's what VFN TV and VFN radio is about. He goes, yes. Yeah. And it's just so cool to hear those confirmations that are going on. But with the adversary knowing that we had this word, then you can be snuffed out. And the thing is that, yeah, life's going to end at some point, you know, and for us, it's a win-win, you know, for our mm-hmm. lives. But we don't want it to end without delivering. We want to be poured out like a drink offering, mm-hmm. like Paul said.
All right.
And his ended on had been on a chopping block. Mm-hmm. You know, it said that he ran to the chopping block. I could see why, right?
Yeah, right.
I'd first say, is it sharp? Did you sharpen
it? It's very sharp.
You know, I've seen some dull knives.
Can you see well?
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness.
He has his thought out.
Yeah, he really does. He really has it thought out. And understanding that. So then that happened. And then, and of course, the meetings that I talked about, and these orders may be a little bit different right there. But the shock was, when we're meeting with secular leaders, was how strong the spirit was of the adversary on our government. It was just captive, held captive, just strong. And it was all you could do. I mean, we walked out of that meeting just shocked, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We were just shocked. There's nothing we could say. We're just like, oh, you know. And
okay.
Politics is not the answer.
Definitely.
That is definitely not the answer. There was a hope. And maybe one day that can be recaptured again. So then the next season was that we also began to see people, you know, being drawn to God and getting saved and being drawn into being in the church instead of just going to it. And you can find out more about that on VFN TV. But we saw also the same mindsets began to settle in to the people who've been freed. You know, in the call, the prophetic word written by Rick Joyner, he talks about this, where people are held captive, they're in a prison, then some of them get set free, but there's prisons all over the place, and that you can have a tendency to default to say, I'd rather be in captivity than to be free. And mm-hmm. we begin to see people just fall right back into those religious mindsets, and you know, the whole thing is like, oh, there's lions, tigers, and bears, oh no, and they're just beginning to get terrified about, you know, staying faithful on the front lines and coming up. Let me tell you 10,000 reasons why I'm not going to tell you that I'm terrified,
right?
And I'm fearful that I'm not going to be out there. And then we sort of realize, my goodness. And so that's the stay. I mean, there's a time when new babes and they're growing in the Lord, and that, but there's so many others that we're going to be able to reach and begin the process, and not to push those that have begun to walk with God any further than their faith can carry them. So we can keep what God's doing, but we also can now begin to reach the people that nobody even knows about yet. Maybe it's you, you're listening right now, and say, listen, we've been looking for you, and we have a message of hope for you, and God wants you, and God's got a plan for your life. In the extra hour, we're going to continue talking about what the Lord said. It's going to just really encourage you. It's going to excite you, and maybe you're the one. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and you already like it. It's got the when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series. Mm-hmm. And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, which also original intent and wisdom moments. And
prophetic words.
Prophetic words. And those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that. Think about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom, you can choose live. Like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's V Victor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app. And it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. And we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the King as his kingdom and the safety of his people. I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast. The podcast for VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Look, think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released. The highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, it will just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchased and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today. I don't know if you actually found out about our newsletter. We have a newsletter, and it's called The Torch. And what this is about, it's about sending you and our listeners who subscribe to it on a weekly basis or biweekly or monthly, whichever one you desire. Just let us know. What happened during that week? So many things happen in our life. We get so busy, and sometimes we forget or we want to share with our friends. Well, you can sign up today. You can subscribe today for The Torch. The Torch is the newsletter for the VFN TV and the Data Radio program that we send out to you in your email an update. What happened that week? What happened with some of the segments that happened on VFN Radio? What were some of the things that were loosed on VFN TV? What's happening prophetically? It'll come to you in your email if you sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on subscribe and sign up for The Torch today so we can keep you informed tomorrow. That's VFNTV.com.